This is episode 180, What's the Point of My Business?
Welcome to the Paul Miners Podcast, the show that will help you to optimize your time, income, and lifestyle fast. Get more done with actionable, easy-to-follow advice and learn how to live life on your terms. And now, introducing your host, Paul Miners.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Paul Miners Podcast, episode number 180. As always, I really do appreciate your time and your attention. I know how valuable your time is, so thank you very much for tuning in to this episode. And this is episode 180. You can find the show notes at paulminers.com/180. And today I'm asking the question, what's the point of my business? This is actually the inspiration for this episode, which I often, as you may recognize, I often share the kind of inspiration behind the posts and podcasts that I record. But the inspiration for this episode came about after receiving a similar question via email from Jonathan Stark, who writes about pricing for consulting services. And he wrote this question, what's the point of my business? Because he sends these daily emails and they range in terms of the topic and content that he covers. And I thought, oh, actually, that's kind of similar to me. Like, depending on how you stumble across me and my website on the internet, you may be confused about what it is that I do. And this is totally understandable because I cover a range of topics. In the past, I've struggled to clearly articulate what I do, and depending on who's asking, I may give you a different answer. And so Jonathan was kind of answering this question for himself via email, and I thought it'd be an interesting topic to discuss for my own business, my own website. So, what is my business all about? Well, the central theme, if you like, and actually this was really useful to go through. I have thought about it, but it was really nice to put this into words, is that the theme of my website and my business is to help you achieve your goals as efficiently as possible. And how I do this is by producing content and consulting on a variety of topics, either through blog posts, podcasts like this, interviews like I had with Jeff last week, YouTube videos, or through one-on-one consulting. And so the topics that I cover, number one, I produce book summaries. This is actually one of the main ways that people find me online, is I've written summaries of popular business, productivity, and self-improvement books that I've read. And this started from a desire to scratch my own itch, as I wanted to easily refer back to the useful books that I'd read. And after sharing the summaries online, I was really pleased to see that other people found them useful. And so these summaries help you to easily digest and recap the key lessons from these best-selling authors so that you can improve your productivity, achieve your business or personal goals. So the summaries are a vehicle, if you like, a tool through which I deliver this theme of achieving your goals as efficiently as possible. I obviously talk and write about productivity. This is one of the first topics I started writing about and podcasting about. I've always been interested in how to optimize my time because the way I see it, if you can be more productive, you'll be better equipped to achieve your goals and create the life that you're looking for. And this led me to create products like my personal productivity toolkit. I consult on a range of tools, so Asana, Pipedrive, and Zapier are the main ones. In 2016, I started generating a side income from the consulting so that I could quit my job. That was my goal. And I chose to consult on these tools as they are tools that I use every day, and I felt confident enough educating people on. And by using these tools more effectively, I see that you can establish better systems, better processes in your business that enable you to save time and achieve more. Again, coming back to our theme. Zapier entered the mix when I started doing more with automation and linking different systems together. I now describe it as my digital employee that sort of does things for me without even needing to ask, which is really cool. So that's my sort of consulting on these three tools. I also often talk about online business because when I started my consulting business, it helped me to become more self-sufficient and achieve a balance between my work and my personal lives that I'd always sort of been looking for. And I wanted to share how I operate my business so that others could do the same. And so that's why sometimes you see me talking about business. This ultimately led to the creation of my How to Become a Virtual Consultant program, which is another one of the products that I sell. A couple more of the topics that I write or talk about are technology. So I share how I use various tools and services to be more productive. So kind of similar to the productivity topic. But I talk about these tools and how I organize my work. In the case of Asana, Pipedrive, and Zapier, obviously I've developed an entire consulting revenue stream from helping people understand these tools better, but I often cover other tools that I don't consult on, but I use nonetheless. I enjoy talking about technology. And self-improvement as well, to support this theme of helping you to achieve your goals, I cover topics like mindset, like habits, routines, and other areas of self-improvement. Basically, if I can help you to be a better version of yourself, to be more productive, to be happier, I will. And so I'll end this by saying, you know, this didn't all happen at once. The goal of my business has evolved over time. I really just started actually just with the productivity blog. But then I sort of extended it to like, well, really, what is this about? What is productivity about? It's about achieving your goals as efficiently as you can. And so I hope by sharing this central theme and the topics that I cover, you can understand why I produce the content that I do. And if you're in a similar line of work, I hope this helps as well. Sometimes I think it's useful to just step back and say, ask yourself, you know, why do I do what I do? What is the point of my business? I actually found that writing this blog post, preparing for this podcast, was actually really useful, a really useful exercise to go through. If you have any questions about what I do or how I operate, please leave me a comment on the blog at paulminers.com/180. Thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Paul Miners Podcast. Two quick things before I sign off. Firstly, if you enjoyed this episode or if you have any feedback for me, I would love it if you could leave me a review on iTunes. It really helps me to improve the show, and it helps the show to get discovered by more people so I can help more people out there. The second thing is, if you want to connect with me in person, you can become a VIP member of my website. Head to paulminers.com/VIP, where you will be able to join my private Slack community and attend bi-weekly group mastermind calls. This has to be one of my favorite times of the week when it comes up, is attending these group calls. The community is full of like-minded, productive, self-employed people, full-time workers. We have a real good mix of people in there. And I have to say, I have made fantastic friends with the people in this group. So if you want to join the community and connect with me and the other awesome members, sign up at paulminers.com/VIP. One more time, thank you very much for listening, and I will catch you next time on the Paul Miners Podcast.